Hey, Shipper City, thanks for listening. Before we jump into the episode, do me a favor and consider tapping that support this podcast link in your favorite podcast player. Every little bit helps us stay on the air and keeps us creating the content that you love.
Be sure to follow along on social. We are on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at iShipItPod. You can head over to the website, iShipItPod.com, to sign up for email updates when new episodes are released. And you can send us emails at iShipItPod@gmail.com.
And remember to rate and review us on whatever platform you're listening to, and tell your friends that you ship it. So take a second, do all of that while you enjoy a word from our sponsors.
Thor ate a lot of Pop-Tarts in these fanfics.
It is a hot garbage fire.
Do you not know what sex pollen is?
I mean, phantom seed. What?
I don't care. I ship it. I don't care. I ship it.
Hey there, geek girls, geek boys, and geeks beyond the binary. This is Emily J with the I Ship It podcast, your safe space on the internet for fan fiction, fandom, and all that stuff you've been pretending you're not reading on your phones. Hey friends, how are we doing? I am going to start this week's episode, first letting you know that I'm by myself, and second letting you know that we are, this is the last episode we're going to do before we take our kind of annual summer vacation, annual because this time last year I was having a legitimate mental breakdown and needed a whole month off to recover. Not so dire this time. I just kind of want a little break. And so we've got some travel plans coming up and some safe, you know, well thought out masked adventures, coming up, and, just some other stuff. And so we're just going to take a little break till after Labor Day, after my birthday. And then we'll be back. I promise. Don't think this is the end. This is not the end. This is just a well-deserved annual break. I say well-deserved because I'm giving myself that time. So if you don't think it's deserved, you can just keep it to yourself. So that's that. Thank you for the people who chimed in last week and told me the parts of my future plans that they liked. Nobody told me they specifically didn't like anything. So I, of course, take that to mean that everything I say is brilliant and a great idea. So we'll just have to do all of those things that I mentioned before. How about that? Tattoo has healed up quite nicely, surprisingly fast. I'm probably a super soldier with how quickly it healed. And so I will be posting those pictures that I promised last week. I will do that today before I post my new little graphic for this week's episode. So a funny thing happened to me this weekend. Now, this may come as a shock to a lot of people, but I don't really get a lot of hate or heat online. I tend to just kind of just hang out with my own peeps, with my own crowd. People are really nice to me. I don't mean weird flex, I know, but people are pretty nice to me online and in person, for the most part, anyway. And so the weirdest thing happened. So on Friday, Disney announced the first three episodes of their new series that I don't care about, Marvel's What If. And I have not cared about this since they started talking about it like 3 years ago. And I extra especially did not care about it, okay? Because they said the first episode, and possibly later on, she's going to come back. The first episode is going to be about what if Peggy Carter took the super soldier serum instead of Steve. And now, for those of you who've known me for a long time, know that I, at one point, fostered a very deep love of Peggy Carter in my heart. Okay? I loved her. I almost got a... her famous line, "I know my value." I almost got that tattooed on my skin. I met Hayley Atwell at a Comic-Con. This is when Anthony Mackie and I fell in love and decided to run away together. Sorry, Jer. Same place. So it was not like it was a total loss of a weekend. I met her at a con. I have her picture. I have her autograph. She told me my lips were perfect. I mean, I loved Peggy. Okay. And then, you know, a funny thing happened. We'll just call it, you know, say it was like a big deal with like cinema and rhymes with Schmend game happened. And it kind of really made me think about like, oh, well, if what happened in that movie or whatever it was, I don't remember, is now canon, it kind of fucks up her character a little bit. And then I thought about it more, and then I talked about it on this podcast of like a lot of times, right, about what exactly all of those implications were. Now, that's not Hayley Atwell's fault, right? That's pretty shitty writing and my overactive brain. That's not her fault. Oh, but then, whoops. Turns out Hayley Atwell is kind of an asshole, kind of a huge bully to other actresses when it turns out she's not the center of attention that she was, quote unquote, promised to be as far as like roles in these movies go. So the love for her, the actress, and then also the character has dimmed considerably, right? And so on Friday, my Tumblr feed was full of Captain Carter bullshit. And I just don't care, right? So I put out a pretty broad blanket statement saying like, hey, could we just be done with Peggy goddamn Carter? Like 10 years of this character being held up as this like face of female empowerment. And yeah, that was my bro, my dude bro voice. Get over it. Face of female empowerment. And like, she's, when you think about it for more than 10 minutes, she's a really morally gray character, but not in an exciting, fun way. She's just a character that has likely done some really heinous shit that never had to face a consequence for it and like still got to be considered the good guy. Anyway, this declaration that I made, which how much interaction do I get in the fucking internet? More like two people look at my shit, right? So I got a flood. I mean, six different people, all on and on, by the way, which I recently turned back on because I was like, who's using it? Nobody. Who cares? And I had gotten very nice anonymous love messages. I got actually two really funny anonymous hates. But I just thought it was funny. And then I posted this thing about Peggy, and then I got this like wave of people telling me how wrong my opinion was. And so like I answered one of them, and then like this person wouldn't stop. So then they sent me another response, and I was like, you know what, I don't. And then like a bunch of other people responded. I got a whole bunch of anonymous messages telling me how wrong I was, basically on and on and on and on and on. And I was like, wow, I don't want to deal with this. So I blocked those people, and this is exciting, guys, because on Tumblr, if somebody sends you an anonymous message and they're a piece of shit and they send it and it's a shitty message and they send it on and on, you can actually block them even though they're on and on. So that's cool. So I did that a bunch of times, which was fun. That was fun. I like exploring new features. I wish I didn't have to, but somebody did then comment, because then I made another statement saying like, hey, I don't want to talk about Peggy Carter. I just don't want to. I'm not going to be talking about Captain Carter on this blog. So if that's for whatever reason why you decided to start following me, sorry to disappoint, but I'm not doing this. And then somebody sent me another message. This is my favorite one. Said, I just saw your hissy fit, which I love that word. Saw your hissy fit about Peggy Carter. You're kind of a cunt, aren't you? And I was like, kind of. How nice of you to notice. I mean, yes, I am. I mean, I try not to be sometimes, but I guess my true nature. Anyway, that was my weekend internet experience. It really threw off my ability to like plan a real episode or like a super amount of time into considering what I was going to talk about. But here's my main takeaway, okay? Yeah, I am kind of a cunt, and that's fine. You can think that about me. I've been called not kind of a cunt. I've been called a full cunt before. Sorry if that word offends you. It doesn't offend me, so I'm going to use it whenever I want. And it's my podcast. I'll do whatever I want. So I am, but also it's my blog. Like, it's my show. It's my room. I'll do whatever the fuck I want in it. Thanks. If your experience on the internet is to go onto somebody else's blog who has tagged their shit appropriately, let me put that out there in the fucking universe. I tagged it anti-Peggy Carter, anti-Captain Carter, so that if people are not into that idea, they can avoid it. I did not tag it like just Peggy Carter. I did not tag it pro anything. It's pure anti-energy that I was exuding. Whatever. It was tagged appropriately. Okay? So if you go into a tag that you know will anger you, right? And then you go on somebody's blog and you tell them that their opinion of a fictional character is wrong. That's something, okay? That's a thing you should probably sit with and be like, what? Why am I like this? That's worthy of that self-reflection, okay? Then let's take it a step further, which is what I got badgered on later on, okay? Which is somebody telling me that my desire to not talk about something I don't like was childish and disappointing. Now, I don't think this is the time and place for a big old lecture on consent, but when somebody tells you in their own space, hey, I don't want to talk about this thing that I don't like, this thing that upsets me, this thing that I have come out with an opinion that is opposite to yours. This is a thing that you love that I've said I don't love. Guess the fuck what? I'm not going to change your mind. And what a shitty person I would be if I wanted to, right? If you love Peggy Carter, if you love something, what else do I hate? Fucking Iron Man. If you love Pride and Prejudice, if you love coconut and mushrooms and all kinds of other shit that makes me swell up and die, who am I to take that away from you? I don't want you to stop loving something that you love, even if I think you're wrong. Who gives a shit what I think? I do think you're wrong. I'm gonna keep that to myself because I'm not gonna change your opinion. This is something I've learned. I think you can tell that I'm getting older. Because in my life, I don't wanna brag, I've been thrown out of libraries for spirited debates, okay? Libraries, where you're supposed to be quiet and shut the fuck up and read a book. I have had political debates that got me thrown out, physically lifted off the ground and pulled away from someone because I was gonna come to blows, all right? This is during the 2004 election. It was a very strange time. I couldn't vote, but I had a lot of opinions. They were all right, by the way. Correct. Not good opinions, but they were correct. And I was very political in college, even up to fucking the day the world ended in 2016. Even all through that shit, I was very political. I've been to protests. I've been to all kinds of things. I used to like to argue very loudly and seek things out that would make me angry so I could tell that person how angry I was and how wrong they were and how right I was. And guess how many opinions I changed? Zero. Zero opinions have been changed because of my personal anger, because of me getting in somebody's face and pointing at them and telling them that they were wrong. I have changed zero minds. Zero. Like most people. If you are so strongly in a camp that you're willing to argue about it, that ship has sailed. Fuck. Life is short and hard and horrible. Let's not make it worse. Guys, self, I try to limit my salt to these episodes because you fuckers have opted in. You wonderful people have decided that for whatever reason you like to hear my opinion on shit. And for the most part, you all share it. So it's not like, I don't feel like I'm changing anybody's mind here. I hope that nobody has ever been like, wow, I loved Endgame so much. It's my favoriteest movie of all time. I think I'm going to listen to this podcast and then listen to me shit all over it and be like, yeah, wow, now I hate it. I hope I didn't do that. If you love something, you should just keep loving it. I don't give a fuck if it's problematic. I don't think, I just, whatever. If it's fictional, it's not hurting anybody. That's the point, is what I'm trying to make, okay? So do your Grandpa Emily a favor here. And if you decide to go online and seek out something that makes you angry just to pick a fight, just do me a favor and like go outside for like 15 minutes or find a very soft animal to pet or eat a bowl of macaroni and cheese. It can be vegan, I don't care. Just put some macaroni and cheese in your face and let it just calm you down for 20 minutes. And if you still want to go pick a fight with a stranger on the internet, just, okay, I guess I tried. I would also recommend that you watch an episode, a single episode of Bob Ross, and you tell me if Bob Ross would want you to do that. You think about that. Also, I do feel like I am a grown-up now because the person gave me all of these arguments, these like talking points, these like, aha, gotcha moments of why Peggy's awesome. And I had at least 10 different counter arguments for each of them. And I just had to sit there and be like, no, I will not engage with you. I will not. And then today I went on Twitter looking for a local journalist who wrote something that I disagree with in our, if you want to call it a newspaper, that's fine. And I found this person and I found the article that I was looking for and I read all the comments and I had arguments for each of the people who voiced their opinion opposite mine. And I just put my phone down and I had some lunch and I'm still angry, but I'm quiet about it. And I know that that is the saner choice for me and my own personal mental health. That's where we're at, guys. Let's all try and just make this walking through this existence a little less shitty for each other, shall we? I think we could maybe agree on that. I don't think that's a huge ask. If, you know, talk about the things that you love and keep quiet about the things that you don't. How about that? How about we try that? I know. I have an entire segment on this show about my own personal salt. But like I said, you guys opted in. So. And most of the time I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty nice. I'm pretty up, happy about things. Right. Anyway, so that was my weekend. So kind of dispelled all of my joy for anything Marvel related. So I figured we'd take a little break. We've been talking pretty extensively about Marvel for the last 3 years. Maybe it's time to just chill and try something else. So instead, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite things that I know next to nothing about. Who doesn't love that? And today, I'm telling you about the HBO limited series, Watchmen. Yes, it is based on the comic, which I believe is DC. Don't quote me on that. It may be Dark Horse. I don't actually know. Doesn't really matter because I don't know anything about it. So when I was first introduced to Watchmen, it was as a preview for when the movie was coming out in 2008 or 9, I want to say. And I was sitting in the movie theater with one dude friend on one side, one dude friend on another side. And there was like 2 seconds of a trailer. And both of them started like vibrating with excitement. And I was like, what the fuck, guys? And we were there to watch Batman. So I knew it was something probably comic related. And the dude on my right was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, like squealing. And the other one was like also squealing. And they were like little excited puppies. And I was like, what is this? And it was Watchmen. It was the movie. And so I remember going to see it with them. And I had no idea what the fuck was going on. Also, this was when I was working very, very late shifts. So I was super tired all the time, and I'm pretty sure I fell asleep during it. Don't remember it. Didn't make an impression, okay? Fast forward. This will show my age. Jared and I bought our first Blu-ray player and higher def TV. Basically a TV that did have a tube in it. We upgraded to a flat screen a couple years later, and we bought Watchmen, the director's cut, on Blu-ray. And I thought, well, maybe if it's the director's cut, it'll make more sense to me. Wrong. It actually made less sense to me, and I fell asleep twice instead of just the once that I saw than when I did in the theater, because it was like twice as long. Anyway, that movie sucks. I'm sorry if you love it. Please continue to love it. I hated it. And I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And I still don't know what the fuck happens in that movie. All right, so fast forward again. And it's 2019. And Jer watches all of Watchmen on HBO. And he was like, hey, you might like this. And bless him, he never tells me I will like something. He never, ever, ever pressures me into watching anything. It's always a very, like, hey, you know, maybe you might enjoy this. I think maybe it has some Emery, you know, happy factors that you might enjoy. And I was like, but I hated the movie. And he was like, I know. And that's why I think you'll like this. And I was like, will I? Okay, so I watched the first episode and it was fucking great, right? Every damn frame of this entire miniseries, spoiler alert, by the way, so many spoilers are about to happen. This series is 2 years old. You've had plenty of time to watch it. And if you haven't, stop right now and go and watch all of it and then come back. Have you done that? Okay, good. So moving on. Every single frame of this miniseries is perfection. There's like not a single line of dialogue, a single frame that is shot that is wasted, nothing. It is so perfect. And it's so dense, right? There is so much shit going on in this universe that looks very similar to our universe. Especially, it came out in 2019, which means it was probably filmed in 2018, which is shocking. When you watch it, you are really going to be like, how is it possible that they did not know that 2020 was a thing that was going to happen? Clearly they didn't, but it's so timely. It's so relevant, okay? And so I watched the whole thing and I was like, why do I love this so much? Why does this speak to me on such a deeper level than the movie ever did? And it's kind of like what I always say about a great AU, right? Which is, if the AU is executed well, then I should not need to know the source material to enjoy it. And that's kind of what happened here, except then Jer explained to me, and then I was like, oh, that's why I love it. Damon Lindelof is the creator of this whole wonderful thing. And he did Lost and a bunch of other great stuff. But he was on the team that did Lost. He didn't, wasn't like the creator of Lost. Anyway, Damon Lindelof, this is his baby, right? And when he decided he was going to do this, or when he got the green light or whatever, he has said that it's just his Watchmen fanfic. And I was like, oh, well, that's why I love it. And that's not to say that it's like, oh, you'll just watch anything that's fanfic because, hey, you guys know how I felt about After. You know how I feel about 50 Shades. I will not fucking watch anything that's fanfic. Usually it sucks. But this doesn't suck. This is great fanfic. So maybe my issue is I need to find really good fanfic that's been made into movies or TV or whatever. I'm starting here. This is the first one on my list. If you find another one, you let me know. But so I was like, oh, so then we've watched it like 4 or 5 times, like all the way through. And it's just, I find something not that I've missed, but just that I didn't even realize like how perfect that is and why it works. I find something new every time. It's perfection, okay? So we were talking about this and he told me the thing about how it's his fan fiction and he didn't really necessarily care about the prior Watchmen canon, right? So he took the universe wherein all of the Watchmen stuff happened, like that was in the movie and everything else, and just sort of built a fic around it. It's not an AU, but it's canon compliant, to a point, I guess, is what the tag would probably say. There's a tag for like domestic bliss. And but basically the idea that I guess Damon Lindelof had was, what if Dr. Manhattan found a nice human woman and married her and was a house husband for 10 years in Tulsa, Oklahoma? That's the basic idea. And when you put it out like that, that is such a fanfic idea. Like, what if we took the main character in this whole series, who's like an all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, godlike being who was, you know, made that way because he was exposed to nuclear radiation, blah, 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 blah. And what if we just like gave him a nice wife and kids and dropped him into the suburbs for a decade? What happens? How did that happen? How did that work? That is, oh God, that is so fucking AO3 of you, Damon Lindelof. If I ever find your handle, I'll leave you a very nice comment because I know damn well you have one. So when I realized that's what it was, I was like, oh, okay, yes, these are my people. This is why I love this so, so much. So also Jean Smart is in it. And if you can tell me something about Jean Smart that isn't wonderful, find me something that Jean Smart has done that isn't absolutely great in some way, shape, or form. I love Jean Smart. I would watch her do just about anything. She is in it, and she is the tie-in to the old Watchmen, the old guard, the old original story that everybody knew about. And there's so much in this universe that isn't, they don't hang a lantern on it about how fucking weird it is. But it's just this like kind of baked in, everything seems pretty normal. And then there's a fall of baby squids. There's a rainfall of baby squids. And it lasts about 30 seconds. And people just pull their cars over and they're like, oh, fuck. And then like, our main character, Angela, goes home and her daughter is there and she's like, hi, mommy, we're cleaning up the squids. And that's one of my favorite lines because it shows just how normal this weird thing is, that this like 4-year-old child is like, this is just the thing we do. Also, they picked some of the cutest kids in the world to play Angela and Cal's children. It's just, there's so many great jokes. There's tons of relevant social commentary. There's a lot in a small container. There's also an entire side story that is the longest the longest joke with the best payoff. Not even a joke. It's just like, I remember watching, like seeing clips of that part. And even the first time I watched it, I was like, the fuck? Like, I didn't blink. I didn't look away from the screen at all. How the fuck did we get here? And everything that is set up has a payoff. There's nothing that like dangles that you're like, wait, why did they do that? And maybe it takes more than one time to get through, to see it through to see how it pays off. But that's because it's so dense and it's so well written and it's so like tightly packed. Oh God, it's so good, guys. It's so good. If you haven't watched it yet, please, 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 please watch it. It's amazing and you're not going to regret it. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. So I went looking, right? And I was like, well, this is such a great show. There's got to be like, and it does end ambiguously. And there's not going to be a season two. So it's, as far as we know, as far as Lindelof has said, there's not going to be a season two. So it is what it is. So it's whole and complete. It's all there for you. Everything that's there is everything we've got. But yeah, so I thought that since it's not like 100% like tied, everything's tied up with a bow. I know I just said everything has a payoff, and everything does have a payoff, but that doesn't mean it doesn't leave you wanting more. Just know that you're not going to get any more, which is perfect because the ending is perfect. Anyway, so I thought since it ended the way that it did, that there would be more fic about it, that there would be more content online. Also, I need to mention that yes, Jean Smart is in it and she is amazing, but the main character is played by Regina King, and I would do anything that she told me to do as this character or as literally any other character she's ever played. I love her, and I'm super excited to see what she directs next. She's actually working on something that is comic book based. I think it's supposed to come out next year. I hope that it doesn't get pushed back because it's so good. It sounds so good. And once I know more about it, I will share it with you guys. And once there's like a release date, I'll probably tell you all about it. It'll be so exciting. But anyway, Regina King is to die for. And I won't even get into how I cry like a baby every single time I get to the end of it. Whew. Okay. So anyway, I thought there'd be more fic, right? I thought there'd be more people online talking about how wonderful it is and exploring all of these rich characters. And oddly enough, I guess maybe when Damon Lindelof writes fanfic, not many people feel like they need to improve upon it. And yes, if you write fic because you're angry, if you're a fix-it fic writer, there's not anything to fix in this universe. So I get that. There were only 39 fics total in the Watchmen TV tab. Now, I didn't go looking in the Watchmen All Media Types tab because I really didn't want to sort through comic book stuff and movie stuff. I just don't care. I'm sorry. I care about this universe within the Watchmen universe. I care about Angela Abar and Cal and their kids and Lori and Wade. I care about these characters, okay? So I wanted to make sure I was getting that. But I did find some fics. Now, I found also something great that I don't usually link to because there's usually not, as much as I love it, there's not like a common, there's not a lot of it. It's not a common thing anymore. It used to be bigger and I've talked about it a bunch, but there's a really great video that goes along with this fandom. And so there's a link in there. In the show notes. There's a link in the notes for you to check out when you have a second. It takes about 4.5 minutes. The editing is tight, and it works just, it gave me chills. I was so excited to watch it. So I think you're going to like that too. That's the first part. That's the first link in the show notes. So enjoy that. And then we have these two fics. So the first fic is called Snare Drums by Safish, could be. Sorry if I butchered that. This is a brief, quick little slice of Angela and Lori interacting. This is after an episode had aired, which has Lori being rescued by Angela. And it's brief, but it is so in character. Oh, so, so good. I think that you will really enjoy it. It's very funny because it's told from Lori's point of view, and Lori's hilarious. She's so dry. She's so fed up and done with everybody's bullshit, and she's played by Jean Smart. So, like, of course she is. And Jean Smart and Regina King had an amazing back and forth. They had great chemistry. I wanted all of the scenes with them together. And I got plenty, but I would have loved more. And this was a great delivery of that. So this is not, you know, canon compliant, but it was up until when it was written and when the episode was released. So I think you'll enjoy it quite a bit. It's like I said, it's very action heavy. But there's also Lori's running commentary. So enjoy that. I think it'll put a smile on your face. And then the last one is called Watch by Jenny D. And this is a Cal-centric, Cal slash Dr. Manhattan, spoiler alert, same guy. And he is watching Doctor Who with his son, with his and Angela's son. And there's so much great stuff in here about with Topher, the little boy. He's giving commentary. He's telling Cal all about these little things about Doctor Who that he knows, like little trivia like kids do. Like, hey, did you know they shot this here? Or, hey, did you know this? And he put in a lot, this writer, she put in a lot of things that would have, I felt like I was watching a deleted scene, right? So Cal is watching Doctor Who and he's noticing similarities that he feels like he shouldn't notice, and things are sticking out to him and not making sense for the memories that they're triggering. And if you know what I'm talking about, I'm trying not to give too much away, even though I've given the big spoiler alert, given that away. But if you know what I'm talking about, it's a really amazing play on Cal's memories and the device that is suppressing who he is really, and his relationship with Topher. And then also it's all that great in-universe stuff. So Topher makes reference to why they stopped airing Doctor Who for so many years, and why, and what some people think of, you know, this, he said, you know, do you think that, or did you know that most people think that this is a reference to Dr. Manhattan? And that's why it was created, to make people understand, you know, understand him better and treat him as less of a god and more of a celebrity, that kind of thing. Maybe not that exact, but you get the idea. But so anyway, so there was a lot of really great in-universe stuff that I felt like I could have just been watching part of what was written and what was performed in the show. So that one was amazing. They were both really well written and very perfectly in character. I was super impressed. There's all, like I said, there's only 39 fics. 27 were complete, and some of those were videos. So considering I didn't have a lot to choose from, I was so pleased by what I found. I was like, oh God, what if nobody's writing in this? Because like, nobody cares. No, these writers cared and they did an amazing job, and you should go read those fics and watch the series and enjoy it and just be positive forces for pleasantness to each other on the internet, okay? Can we do that? Can we just love the things that we love, like Watchmen and Regina King and Jean Smart and all the things that make us happy? Let's just love those things. Love these fics because they're great. And you guys have an amazing rest of your summer. I will be back in the fall, basic bitch style, hot apple cider in hand, probably wearing a flannel shirt, even though it's 97 degrees outside. And I will see you on the flip side. And in the meantime, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and above all else, get your shit together.